Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. 2 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
The cattle market was lower into the close for the second straight day here. It was higher for the most part all day, but May feeders finished down $1.82, 147.17. That was 15 off the lows. August down 220, or 212 rather, at 147.15. They were as much as $3 lower at one point. The sell-off really happened in the last 5 or so minutes of trade in both feeder cattle and live cattle. The live cattle on June down 47 to 122.35. August down 70. The big surprise was after the sell-off came after the unexpected high cash trade. We had some 132 to 134 cash trade in the live cattle, which was thought to initially be extremely supportive. But then of course, we sold off here for the second day. There was a gap that was filled. The gap was at 148.17, and that got filled. But then we went another $2 on the August feeders lower than that. The feeder cattle index is 144.37. That could be offering some resistance on the feeder cattle. On the live cattle, we're about a $10 discount of the 132. The June fats are at 122, which is sort of unheard of to be that far off. Of course, the June expiration is still about a month and a half away. Again, overall, on the cattle market, we were lower today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were kind of an opposite direction of what we have been experiencing. Wheat was 7 to 8.5 cents higher here. Chicago up 8.75 at 467.75. And then July, Kansas City up 7 at 449. After making the lowest levels we've seen in 10 years on that July, Kansas City, it did bounce about 8 cents off of those lows. Soybeans, on the other hand, were the weakest today, down about 6 cents, and that was 10 off the lows. They were 16 cents lower at one point. And then corn was the strongest one here. July corn up 11.5 at 389 to close on their high. We had an export report this morning, which was really on the low end for wheat at 294,000, expecting 350 to 450, so that was lower than expected. The corn was in the middle at 1.1 million metric tons, looking for 900 to 1.2, and beans were 212. We're looking for 200 to 350. There is some talk of some wheat being fed in the southwest parts of the United States and some feedlots. Doesn't seem to be real widespread at this point. And then USDA announced 210,000 metric tons of corn to Saudi Arabia. That helped out a little bit. And then the ongoing conversation of how many acres will switch back to beans from corn after the price rally. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.